He's got a little bit of Doug Hawkins, doesn't he? He's come from nowhere, come from the back blocks, and he could be starring on the biggest stage, which is what Dougie used to do day in, day out. And it is great now to have a chat to a very nervous legend of the Dogs. Good morning, Dougie. Happy grand final day to you. How are you?
You know what, Michael, I'm pretty relaxed. I'll be honest, I'm a little bit worse 5 years ago when we were, you know, didn't know what was going to happen for us. And the fact that we've been there and done it, I just reckon it takes that bit of pressure away. And I reckon all the pressure now goes to Melbourne. Just goes to the D's. They've waited, what now? We're 57 years, 58 years?
Yeah. I think a lot of Dogs...
We've broken that drought, so I feel a lot more relaxed tonight than going in 5 years ago.
A lot of Dog supporters are probably feeling exactly the same as that, and it's a bit scary how similar the build-up has been to getting to this grand final than what it was 5 or 6 years ago. Of course, you didn't finish in the top four. You had to do it the hard way. They've been everywhere this finals campaign. Do you think that is going to suit them better than Melbourne, who will only play one game in about a month heading into today's grand final?
100% spot on. One game in 27 days, please. I'm obviously a past player, and I used to love momentum. I used to like to go into a game of footy, play the next week, and if you have one week bye, that's fine. But you're going into a grand final with one game in 27 days. That's a big, big factor. I think it might be 26, 27 over there, and at ground level it's going to be a lot hotter. I think we have 8 or 9 players who played in the 2-16. It's going to hold us in great stead. I just reckon everything sort of pushes towards the Bulldogs for that situation. And and then on the other hand, I look at the D's, and I've got some great mates from Melbourne. And, Neil Danaher, Ronnie Barassi, the late Jimmy Stein's fantastic. And one of my great opponents on the wing, the great Robbie Flower, God bless him. And there's an element of sort of saying, it won't be good for them. I'm going for the Bulldogs. I'm changing my mind. Change that,
boys.
Can we still on there?
Hey, Dougie, that drought for Melbourne, can that really haunt the young players playing today, the history of the club? Is that something that they will carry that's a real challenge for them today, that weight of history against them?
Yeah, some players it can. Some players it can, but the real hard, physically, mentally, really driven players. We're all not the same. We're all different. Some blokes can run better than other blokes. Some blokes can mark better, kick better, kick for goal better. It can affect some, and it can really drive some other ones. But gee whiz, I just went, when the Dogs did it in 2016, when they beat GWS in that prelim final, that was our grand final. There was no way no one could come up again. It was just couldn't do it. And you know what it gets down to, boys, and we haven't touched on it yet? It gets down to the coaching. And I just reckon Luke Beveridge at the moment is coaching as good as he's ever coached. And why I say that, he actually is coaching for the day. Like, coaches plan, during the week, we're going to do this and do this and do this and do that. Luke Beveridge goes, we're going to do this, but guess what? This can change very quickly. And he's really adapted to the game, and he's changing. He's making decisions during the game, and that's why I think he's coaching brilliantly. And if the Dogs do get over the line, he's going to go down with the Charlie Sutton, which he already is anyway. He'll go past the great Charlie Sutton, who won our 54 flag against Melbourne. He'll be the legend of our footy club, Luke Beveridge, no doubt about it.
Oh, he's a legend already, eh, Hawkey? It's Dan Malicki here. I remember the days of the 80s, and I think back now, all the boys that played for Footscray, including yourself, there's quite a few that were fairly entrenched in horse racing. They were the days they would put up the results on the boards, wouldn't they, at the suburban grounds there. I just wonder how much attention for you guys that was taken away from playing footy, because I'm thinking Terry Wallace, I'd see him at the races nearly every week. There'd be Libba,
Simon
Wallace,
Beasley.
Hunter. Beasley, that's right. There was a fairly heavy element of horse racing enthusiasts you played with.
Hey, Dan. How are you, mate? Terrific, buddy. A very, very good question. I can remember playing with Mark Hunter. I'd be playing on the wing. I'd come past Kenny. You'd go, oh, we've got two legs. I just have a quick look. I think we got the second leg. Have a quick look. Right, six, yeah, the three, one. Anyway, I'll come past in the middle of the third quarter. Hawk, we got three, mate. We got three legs.
Oh, that is unreal.
Towards the end of the game, he says, listen, we've got the quaddy. It's going to play 3,500 to 4,500. Yeah, no, we did. And Beasley would give us a rundown before the game where he liked it. I put a line straight through it because he was a shocking judge. But Mark Hunter was a great judge. Kenny Hunter was a good judge. And we had a lot of fun with it back in those days.
Hey, in a horse race, the first furlong can make or break the race. How important is the first 10 minutes going to be today to shape the game, or is that a bit overstated?
Well, boys, it's critical. I think it's critical on that factor that the D's haven't played a lot of footy. You know, and again, that heat. And late in the quarters, I reckon it's going to affect Melbourne more than probably the Bulldogs. And we saw what the Dogs did against Port Adelaide, didn't we? I mean, that they come out, and, you know, and that's a great Charlie Sutton would say on the battlefield, shop early, avoid the rush. And did they shop early against Port Adelaide, the Bulldogs? And the game was over halfway through the first quarter. I said to Raylene, turn it over to Home Improvement Show. It's gone. This game's over. She said, we're not turned over yet. It's still on. I said, no, it's not. It's finished. Yeah, well, I think it was about 5-1 or 6-1. The Dogs come out of the block. Norton was electric in the forward line. You know, Bontempelli, McRae started beautifully. You know, Treloar and Dunkley, a couple of games under the belt, were really good. And the big key factor, no doubt about it, will be Martin in the ruck against Gordon. Mm. But I just reckon if Liberatore's up and about, like his old man Tony, hard, tough, and just a great, you know, hard sort of player at the footy. I think if we can jump out early, it's so critical. Fitting and Dan, Michael, just so critical. Got to jump out.
Are you still in? You still in Bacchus Marsh, Dougie?
Yeah, still in Bacchus Marsh. Yep, still up here.
On the road out to the golf course there.
Yeah, still on the road. Still up on the road up here. We had that earthquake on Wednesday up here. Did you get it, you blokes?
That was the Footscray supporters in Bacchus Marsh jumping up and down. I was talking to my old man whose coffee club group are still meeting every day, and every single one of them wore a Bulldogs beanie yesterday to coffee club. So Bacchus Marsh is going to go off if the Bulldogs can win.
Well, you know what? The earthquake went through Bacchus Marsh and did $10 million worth of improvements to the place. Fair dinkum.
Don't say that. My old man was on the Rotary Club for 20 years. He's very proud of what they've done there.
I love it. You're still working magnificently, Hawk. Hey, a night grand final could be a bit dangerous. What time do you start? What time do we open the first?
Well, I'm sitting here with Rails, Hundal, sweetheart. We're going to sit here. We're going to watch the races. We're going to what, Rails? We're going to watch Storm. What time do they play, hon?
4 o'clock.
Afternoon. So Rails said, we're going to watch Storm. She said to me, you know what she's going to do, boys? Between us, going to get 2 whiskies, left and right handed. You know I can kick the ball both feet as good as anyone.
That's right.
So she wants me to get me both hands going, left and right. The two of blonde, the way we go.
Oh, that's it.
We're not going to do a cross year just before we finish because you'll be 7 stubbies in by then. So this will be it.
Hey, do you like anything at Sandown today?
What's that, mate?
Do you like anything at Sandown today?
Yeah, I like the 6 in the first each way.
Mo Dear, Paddy Payne.
Yeah, I think Paddy Payne, I love the way he trains his horses. And who's on it? The young Lloyd? Young Lloyd, he's young?
Yeah.
Madison?
I like the 6. I think Mo Dear, get back a little bit and it'll be just rattling home. I like the 6 in the first each way.
Well, it could kick off a big day. Hawk, enjoy it.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Michael. Go the Dogs, you little guilty. See you, boys.
Good on you. Good on you, Hawk.